Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 47. Oh. Episode Jeff's baby's due date.
April 9th, here we are.
So if we pause the episode, mid-episode, if we pause the episode, it will be because Emily's water broke.
Because her mucus plug popped right back out.
Isn't that such a great word?
I know, I love mucus plugs.
I think just the word plug is funny.
Plug! Plug,
and
plug!
Slug.
Slug and rug.
And a slug bug plug.
Oh, and thug.
Well, we don't say that, Jeff.
And hug.
Warm.
Very nice. No. Hug.
Warm. Oh, sorry. We got an action-packed show for you. It's a pretty typical show. No emotional segments at the end, hopefully.
Hey, that was really nice. And I didn't. You tried to cut me off too quickly and end the podcast without me getting to say anything. So let's just set the record straight. It was very nice, and I appreciated it. And I don't normally see you get all softy. So twas nice.
Don't talk about my softy.
Well, I stopped making you.
You did. Lots of crazy news that I want to jump into before we get into our Q-tip.
Mm-hmm.
First off, sorry, Scott, that you lost your bracket. Congratulations, Jeff, for winning our bet. I have smelling salts that were supposed to be delivered today. However, they are going to be delivered tomorrow.
Delayed. Amazon, but Florida came through for me in the clutch. Duke took a giant dump at the end of the game, and Cooper Flagg. Cooper Cup I've said that probably 8 times, and Steele corrects me every time I accidentally say it. And I go, I don't know. I just like Cooper Cup, I guess.
I love Cooper Cup. Eastern Washington boy.
He's going to be a Seattle boy. I'm so excited. So Florida did it for me. Third championship by Florida. They're joining an elite crew with 3 chips. And I win the bet. So in the next time we do the pod, I will have a baby, and Lincoln will be sniffing
their
salts.
Original 2007-2008 back-to-back championship team. There are 4 players that played in the NBA. Can you tell me who they are?
Tony Gonzalez.
One's still active.
Didn't Tony Gonzalez play for Florida?
No, he was Cal.
Tony Gonzalez was Cal?
Yes. Jimmy Graham played for Miami.
Jimmy Graham, yeah, that was
Aaron cool. Hernandez played for Florida.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Say, the Florida 2007-2008 team, yep. 4 of them played in the NBA?
He's on the Celtics.
From the 2007?
Mm-hmm.
That's old, man. That's like, that's 18-year NBA career, so I don't know.
Who's Al Horford.
Oh, Al Horford was on that Florida team. That
Al Horford. Then you got Corey Brewer.
He's still in the NBA or he's retired?
No, he's not still in the NBA, but he was on that team.
Corey Brewer.
I'm trying to pull up the rest of the list because I feel like there was somebody else. Chandler Parsons.
I do remember that.
That's crazy.
That's a long time ago.
Billy Donovan. Maurice Spates. Or most.
You say Billy Donovan was on that team?
He was the head coach.
Oh, I was like, he was a player? I feel like he's way too old to be a player. Mo Spates. Who? Wait, the Golden State Warrior Spates?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
He was a baller.
And then there's one more. I just said Corey Brewer. Brandon Powell.
Oh.
And then Lee Humphrey.
Colin Powell.
And Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah. Oh, yeah. Joakim was the one that I can picture with the Florida jersey. Crazy.
Yeah, how
and then
crazy
Tim
was
Tebow.
That team, dude?
Tim Tebow should have played on that team, too.
Dude, he should have.
He would have been a big dog.
Then he would have been a 3-sport athlete, finally, for the first time in his life.
Was he baseball, right?
Yeah, and he sucked.
He sucked. He's no Kyler Murray. Tell you that much.
You know, fan of mine.
Hey, is that Sweet Feet? You like the tingle?
Tingle.
You like the tingle? Plus, I like the Plus, I like the Pringle and the team.
Yeah. Well, Pringles.
Well, Pringles.
The other bit of news is Michael freaking Malone got canned yesterday, dude.
None of it actually makes sense. The more
none of it makes any sense. There's 5 games left in the season,
and they're in the playoffs. Like, what are you playoffs? Like, the fact that they got rid of him now makes me think that he committed some heinous acts behind closed doors, or he had some really big falling out. But maybe, that's what I'm saying, is maybe there was some heinous stuff going on or some big, big disagreements with players versus them. Like, Joker said something was going on. I don't know. It feels like there was some really big rifts. You think
he said something? He doesn't even speak.
True.
Unless he has to.
10 years and you just went to the championship? Just went to the championship, just barely. Like, What's happening that, like, I get you're not where you want to be, but you are in the playoff race with a legit chance. The winningest
coach in Nuggets history.
And you fire him and the GM with basically no notice to anybody?
None.
I hope the Spurs pick him up as a coach if Popovich retires. What if they did, dude? I would hire him instantly. Actually,
I can't stand Michael Malone, mostly because
he's a good coach, though. He's a good coach. Respected.
All respect, but he's a D-bag. No offense. Yeah,
well, a lot of people think Popovich is too, so like that works, what? I guess.
Everybody loves Pop.
No, not everybody loves Pop. You go on and look at all Raymond. Because of his political views. Well,
my name's Raymond. I'm an ice age.
I think of him first as a woolly mammoth and then as Everybody Loves Raymond.
I know, isn't he?
And then in the office. Sloth.
Hey, you guys.
That's what I think of.
Wow.
It's not a bad impression, is it? It's a little bad.
I'll give it a 5.
I'll kill you. How about that? How dare you? How dare you?
Explicit tag on this episode. Censor
that. I'll unalive you. How about that? Is that better?
Thank you. So anyways, that's the news. Any other news before we jump into our Q-tip?
That's about it as far as crazy news goes. You got a tournament coming up, right?
On Saturday.
That'll be fun. Left-hand backhand. All the fans. He's trying to go pro. He's going pro.
Trying to go back-to-back tourneys.
Back-to-back-to-back.
Okay. Well, in a similar vein to golf, my Q-tip is, would you rather play golf with a sandbagger? As in someone who says they have a 15 handicap, but they shoot...
Scratch.
High 70s?
Yeah. No, that would...
Or... someone who says they're a 5 handicap and shoots 85-90.
Probably someone who says they're a 5 handicap and shoots 85-90, because one, it makes me feel better, and that they can use all the excuses in the world, like, oh, I normally don't play like this or whatever, and I'm like, I don't care. You're sucking in front of me, which makes me feel better. Someone who says,
pause. Oh,
no, pause, wait, pause. No. Let me continue without pausing me. Let me press play.
Ugh. You know what you said, right?
Yes, I do, but I was trying to move on quickly.
For those of you that didn't catch that, rewind back.
No, don't
seconds.
Rewind. Let me speak. That's a good one. You suck. Pause. I would rather play with someone, because the person who is actually like saying that they're 15 handicap or 18 and they play scratch or like 3 handicap, that's infuriating, because it's not like they're having the best game of their life. You know that they're probably like, oh yeah, that was good. And you can tell that they do it all the time. They're just saying that they're worse when they're really not. And it's just, you're expecting them to be closer to your game. If I was a pro golfer, obviously I would take the one who's sandbagging all day. But as a not a great golfer, I would take the former.
If I were in a doubles tournament and I got randomly paired with someone, obviously I want the sandbagger. But I think you're right. I think if you choose the guy who lies about his handicap, it overinflates it, says he's super good, and then he plays terribly.
Makes me feel better about it. Like, either I'm competition and... No. You actually hold your own. I do not. I'm a slicing dice.
My last handicap was a 4.7, which is crazy.
That's really good.
But that was also... my second to last semester of college. when I was playing like 30 time. I played 39 whole rounds in a month.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So much fun. But I lowered my handicap all the way down to a 4.7, which is crazy. But I am not that good because I don't play that often.
Your ball striking was incredible.
Dude, I strike the ball so well.
You were like Shohei Ohtani.
Usually take a pretty good divot out of the ground. Not too much. Enough to, you know, trim, right?
Give a haircut.
Yeah.
Big haircut.
Not too much spin.
Nice.
Anyways, that's our Q-tip. What fact you got for us, brother?
My fact is around another piece of sports news that happened this week. And that is, in hockey, there was a major milestone. Wayne Gretzky was passed by Alex Ovechkin in total goals scored.
Which is pretty incredible. Didn't you give us a stat on Wayne Gretzky saying that he had more assists than the second most goals scored by anybody or something?
I might
like
have
that
combined it, which is part of my stat, which is that it's a few stats about Wayne Gretzky just to pay homage to his absolute dominance. There's a few things about it, but that first one, yes, it is that if Wayne Gretzky had never scored a single goal, he would still be the NHL's all-time points leader based on assists alone, which is a staggering 1,963 assists points based on assists. That is unreal.
So but his assists are more than his points?
No, his goal? Points. His, because assists are worth a certain amount of points, and so are goals, right?
That gives a point goal total.
Yeah. So assists alone, he would still be the all-time points leader with just assists because of how many assists he had on top of
points
goals,
or goals?
Points. Because assists are worth points and goals are worth
but
points.
I thought they only score goals.
No. Assist is worth a point or 2 points.
Yeah,
or
but they don't have points in their game. They have goals.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you're right. But they use... I'm so over this. Okay. I want to say some things, some slurs to you right now, but I'm not going to. Okay. In the 1980-81 season...
You
want to
call me?
I would so much like to do that.
Yeah, you can if you want. You
in
can
the
text
1980-81...
So I can document it.
...season, he became the first NHL player to average more than 2 points a game. Okay, points, not goals or assists, points, because they're worth certain points, okay?
What are points in hockey?
In the 81/82 season, he set the NHL regular season scoring record for goals, which was 92, assists, 120, and total points, 212, right? So...
Oh!
Right? He broke the latter two records in the 1985-86 season with 163 assists and 215 total points. So he broke his own records. He has unreal amount of stats, even though his goals record now total is broken and Ovechkin's got it. There's still so many stats he's going to have. So it's actually insane how good he was at hockey and how long his dominance was. So Ovechkin's good, and he's always been really, really good, but Gretzky was a beast forever. He was a winner in statistics.
I apologize, Jeffrey. I would like to apologize. You are correct. There are points and goals in hockey. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Next time, do your research. Let me be the statistician.
Points in hockey are a way to measure a player's offensive contribution to the team.
Yes.
So points are a combination of goals and assists.
So without goals, just his assists alone, which is worth a point each, 1,963.
You know, I hope we all have our goals set for ourselves and we score points to achieve our goals.
Wow. Motivation Wednesday. Very good.
Wacky Wednesday.
Oh.
Well,
hello.
Chris,
well, hello there.
What seems to be the matter, Jeffrey?
That's a really good whistle. You and Brendan know how to do that.
Brendan is the best at doing this voice, though.
I wish I could do it. It's such a good voice. I think they do it in, what, Family Guy? There's a guy who's like that, or Simpsons or something?
Yeah, it's Herbert the Pervert. Oh,
that. Okay. Herbert the...
It's Herbert the...
Thank you. And you got the T at the end right there.
Yep. All right. Well, it's my draft tonight.
It is.
So I'm going to start with my segment, and then we'll pass to you, since I think your segment's probably better than mine anyways.
I don't know about that.
And Jeff, I gave you a list. I gave you a list of 10. You are going to try to gain some redemption at cross them off.
Oh, I have a feeling this is going to be a 2-for-2 of bad guesses by me.
So, by the game cross them off, Jeff has to cross off from 10, trying to narrow his way all the way down to get the last two. He gets a point for everyone he crosses off. If you get a perfect 10, you win the game.
Okay.
If not, you fail.
All right.
And last week was the...
I have a feeling I know more about this than I do the other things, so...
Yeah, I tried to make it a little bit easier of a list.
Thank you for that, dumbing it down for me.
And tonight's cross them off is Girl Scout Cookie Rankings, according to Ranker.com.
Okay. Ranker?
I hardly know her.
Wow. Ranker.com, shout out to you.
Yeah. All right, so our list is Adventurefuls, Caramel, Chocolate Chip, Do-Si-Dos, Girl Scout S'mores, Lemonades, Lemon Ups, Samoas, Tagalongs, Thin Mints, and Tray Foils.
Well, Tray Songs Foils.
Correct.
It's a good list, and I have had, I'd say, 75% of these. A couple of these I've never had, and... A
couple of them I didn't even know.
I'm gonna tell you why, Bob. I don't think they're very popular, so they're going to be my first off the list, and the first one's going to be knocked off is Tray Foils.
Careful.
Tray Foils.
That's in the 4.
That's not that scary to me, which is surprising that it's at the 4, but I definitely knew it wasn't in the top.
Correct.
I thought it was outside of the 6 or 7. Okay. Tray Foils. What even flavor is that?
That's a great question.
Because I don't
these are the they're like the shortbread cookies.
Oh. Okay. That's not bad.
I've actually heard of people liking this, which is peculiar.
Okay. So that one's definitely off the list. Next up, we're going Adventurefuls, Gonzo.
You are safe. That is in the 8.
8 spot. Get rid of those. So, 4 and 8 gone. Next up on the list, there's the Double Whammy. And I know they're a little similar. One's more of like a shortbread and another one's more like a lemonade flavor. Like the actual lemonades. And then the Lemon Ups. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm going to go with the Lemon Ups off that list.
Lemon Ups are in the 9. Very good.
Lemon Ups. Get those out of here.
So you still have the 10, but so far, so good.
I have a feeling that the caramel chocolate chip is at the 10th spot.
And I think it's only in the 10 because it's a newer cookie.
Yeah, I've never had that one.
Yeah, never
it
heard of
it. It sounds good, though. It sounds never like it can't be bad.
I know. I love caramel.
Caramel? Caramel?
No, caramel.
Caramel.
Well, Carmel, California.
Well,
Hotel California.
Hotel Carmel.
Well, hotel from...
the Marriott. Okay. So, I've got the 8, 9, and 10. It's a hotel. The Marriott Hotel.
It is a hotel.
Okay. 4, 8, 9, and 10 gone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next up, let's get rid of those nasty lemon aids.
The AIDS of lemons are in the 7s.
I'm working my way back down. All right.
You're doing great.
Working my way downtown. What? Okay.
I was very good.
Okay. I have a strong feeling that the Girl Scout S'mores is at the 6th spot.
You are correct. And low key, it's my second favorite Girl Scout cookie.
I don't know the last time I had it. But
I had it last year. It was pretty solid.
A s'more cookie? It's tough to get right.
It's really good.
Tough to balance out the flavors.
Didn't really taste like a s'more, but the flavor itself was just a very good cookie.
Very solid.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Correct.
Okay, and that leaves Thin Mints, Tagalongs, Samoas, and Do-Si-Dos.
Correct.
And it's going to be tough to say, but those tagalongs are getting right off the list.
You are safe. That is in the three.
The three spot. Ooh, so one, mm-hmm. two, and five left.
One, two, and five. I'm proud of you so far.
Well, that
this
actually
might
helps
be the furthest
my list.
That you've made it and cross them off.
I have a strong feeling I'm going to win this one because the Do-Si-Dos have to be in the five spot.
And they are in the five. Look at this.
Top
Even
two.
If you don't get this right, I'm so proud of you for getting
I've actually never won this game. You know that, right? I have gotten down to the final two, 50-50 shot, three times.
Have you
and
really?
I've gotten it wrong every time I've gotten down to this.
Well,
it's such a curse.
Tonight for some change.
Okay, well, if I get this wrong, I will go against everything I know to this because there's no way that it's what I think it is. Don't do that face. Because I know what my favorite is.
I don't know what your favorite is.
I know what my favorite is, but I don't believe that my favorite is the number one seller. Because it's just too popular. So the number two spot has to go to the Samoas.
Ladies and gentlemen, he did not do it tonight.
There's no way Samoas are number one. Thin Mints are way too popular.
Samoas number one, Thin Mints at number two.
I would have put money on knowing Thin Mints. I was like, there's no way Thin Mints are a worse seller than Samoas because of how popular they are. No way. Do you know what the numbers are of what they sell, what it looks like?
It's not what they sell. It's a poll according to Ranker.com.
Oh, man.
So
I mean, I wanted to go with what I know is my favorite, but I figured that the palate of America is less advanced than mine. Because Samoas are superior, for sure.
So you are on Team Samoa.
I'm always been on Team Samoa. I'm a coconut. Yeah. It's a perfect blend.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. I thought you were saying that Thin Mints were your favorite. No, I'm right there with you.
I went against my better judgment.
I would have thought that Thin Mints were more popular, but I'm glad to see America is on our team.
They are. And I should have just gone with my gut and not with, I shouldn't have guessed what I thought America chose because America just doesn't have great taste most of the time.
Well, sometimes it's hard to go with our gut when it's easily upsettable.
I love being easily upsettable. Well, I am now 0-4 being down to the final two. I've flipped the coin on the wrong end every time.
Hey, I'm proud of you for getting there.
Never won it.
Especially after last week's malicious intent.
That was so tough. Double loss last week.
Double whammy.
Double kill.
Triple kill.
Triple kill stacular.
Killing spree.
Well, that is unfortunate once again. One day I will get it. One day. It will not be this day. But
beyond the sea.
But for you, you are going to get to do a fun.
Waiting for me.
Beautiful.
Sorry.
Beautiful. You get to do a fun little segment today, which is a little trivia challenge.
Ooh.
But this trivia challenge allows you to have three lives.
All right.
Okay. Three lives. 10 questions, level 1 through 10 on the questions. So they start out pretty easy and build up to more and more difficult. Okay.
I love builds.
You love builds? All right. Built bars.
Gang, gang.
Built bar.
Four.
Okay.
Built tough.
Built different. So. Level one, and we're going to work our way up, okay? And we'll see how far you can survive, see if you can get all the way to the end. And those end questions are tough, okay? So, first question. What color are the majority of apple species? What color?
Red.
Red is correct.
All right.
Red is correct.
All right. I didn't know if you were throwing me a curveball from the beginning.
No, this is level one. Level one question. Okay, level one question. So congratulations, moving on. Okay. Question number two. What hairstyle is known as business in the front and party in the back?
My hairstyle. The mullet.
Which is, the mullet is correct. Yes. Mullet is correct. 2-2 on that. Business in the front, party in the back. Question level number 3. What animal is associated with Coca-Cola?
Polar bear.
Polar bear is correct. Polar bear is correct.
There have been multiple other companies trying to lay claim to the polar bear. However, Coca-Cola has remained strong.
It's too successful, and they know it.
I mean, the Icy tried to steal polar.
They tried.
They tried to sign. And here's what's crazy is that polar bear didn't actually sign with Icy. Polar bear stayed with Coca-Cola. They took a different bear and painted it white. Try to get to Icy.
Honestly, I didn't realize there was such polar bear lore to advertising, but you proved me wrong today.
I mean, the polar bear is one of the most loyal bears.
They are, and terrifying, as we learned from our animal battle.
Correct.
They are really awesome and scary.
And as we learned from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, man, that, the music, when that polar bear with the Ice Queen. Woo! Ice Witch.
Yeah.
Great music. I love that music. Okay. Level 4 question. What shape are stop signs?
Octagons.
Octagon is correct. Octagon's correct, okay? Just giving you a taste. You're four, all right. 4 for 4, all right?
Okay, yep.
Seems a little too easy, but just wait. Here we go.
All of a sudden, a flip is going to get switched, and then I'm going to be screwed.
Okay, you better buckle up. Okay.
Or maybe a switch is going to get flipped.
Okay, a switch is going to get flipped. Okay. There are 2 national sports in Canada. One is hockey. What is the other national sport?
You said I get 3 lives?
Yes.
My gut goes to curling, but I don't think that's it. Can you give me one hint if I ask a specific question?
We'll see. Yeah.
Is this an indoor or an outdoor sport?
Mostly outdoor sport.
Oh.
Almost all of I've seen is outdoor.
Then I'm going to go curling.
That's going to be life number 1.
Frick.
The other sport is lacrosse. That's what we're looking for. Similar LaCroix? To hockey.
What?
Lacrosse. Similar to hockey in a way of the way the gameplay.
In Canada, eh?
They like it a lot, but they're one of the countries. 2 national sports, so... That's live number 1.
Wow.
For level 5. Okay.
I'm very surprised.
I know. You were semi-confident. All right. Question 6, level 6. What is a group of bats called? And I will give you a hint. Think of what you mix a potion in. That is your hint to what they are called. What witches mix a potion in. That's your one hint.
A cauldron?
A cauldron of bats is correct.
You just gave me that answer. What the heck?
I didn't really give it to you.
I'll take it.
You could have said a brew. Cauldron? That's so cool. A cauldron of bats, which is wild that that's a real thing.
That's really,
okay.
That's really cool, actually. I like that.
Okay. Question number 7, level 7. Okay, it's getting tough.
Okay.
How many dots are there on the Domino's logo?
3.
3 is correct.
A 1
3
or 2.
Is correct. Okay, 3 is correct.
Confidence.
You are confident. Okay. 2 lives left, 3 questions left. Got to get 2 out of these 3 to survive.
Got to get that.
Question number 8, level 8. True or false, the original name for Google was Backrub.
False.
That's going to be life number 2.
What?
The original name was Backrub.
No, it was not.
That was the original name. Look it up.
I am now.
It's very crazy. Okay. It's a wild
club.
As you type furiously and you see it. Isn't that weird?
That is so... I literally...
Oh man, tough question, but like you're just like, I don't know. Your gut says to say true, but you're like, no way, that's the real answer.
There was another name for it before it was Google though, right?
There was another name for it, but Backrub was the OG one.
Was you the were original. Thinking. Okay, so I didn't know that. I knew there was another name before Google, but I did not know it was frickin' the thing that I wish I had right now.
Yeah, I think the Backrub. One for Google was Alphabet. I think that was the OG thing. But then Backrub was the other one.
Google and Amazon or something like that, but
whatever. Okay. All right, so you've got one life left with two questions. Can you get through?
Dead.
don't get banned. All right. I actually dumbed this down a little bit because it was super difficult question, the one I saw. So this one's not too bad. But
okay. I have two lives left.
What?
Or one life left.
No, you have one life left, two questions. This is level 9.
Okay.
What century was Queen Elizabeth II born in? What century? The original question was what year, but I'm not going to do that to you. What century was Queen Elizabeth II born in?
So my British knowledge is not good. Century.
Yeah, what century? So if you think they were born in 1396, then you would say the 14th century.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the 16th century.
That's going to do it for us. Queen Elizabeth II is the one that was queen this entire time and died like 2 years ago.
Oh,
what? She was queen for a long time, Queen Elizabeth II, and she was born in the 20th century. She was born in the 1930s. So it was this last century. But
didn't know who Queen Elizabeth II was. That's stupid.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth II. So unfortunately, that's going to do it. I'm going to give you the level 10 question just to see if you would have gotten it.
Yeah.
Okay, level 10 would have been, how many keys are there
88.
On a keyboard? That's correct. So you would have made it had you gotten through the Queen Elizabeth question.
Dang it.
How did you know that? How do you know the keyboard? The keys.
Oh, it's just a fact that I learned. That
you just have it in your brain?
I've known my entire life.
That's so random.
I didn't know how many keys. I just knew what question you were going to ask.
I had no idea.
So
tough. You were right.
The way
that
I remember that as a kid is that it was Tony Gonzalez's number.
Oh, 88.
Also, Des Bryant.
The fact that you know two people who have the number 88 in sports, I never would know that. As proof by the number segment that we did.
Wasn't that also Michael Irvin? And
you're asking the wrong guy.
And now is CeeDee Lamb?
I'm not gonna know. Who was number 0?
Damian Lillard. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb and Michael Irvin.
Gosh. That's ridiculous. You just named 4 people with number 88. Would not know that. You're obsessed with numbers, Mr. Accountant.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
You are. Nerd.
Nerd. Eyes.
You need glasses to see.
All right, Jeff. Tonight's draft is about assembling the best team.
Ooh.
Per usual.
An Avengers. Because
that's what we do. Assemble. We
do. Okay.
But it's a little bit abstract of a team that we are assembling. And we are drafting tonight animal sounds.
Animal sounds.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So
okay.
Trying to put together whatever team you want. You want that to be the coolest team. If you want it to be the scariest, you're assembling whatever type of team you want. But the lefties will vote on whose draft is better. They will.
Okay. Okay. That's very fair.
Yep. So, per tradition, you get the choice between the first.
These are modern animals that exist today.
Correct.
Okay.
Which would you like to be, number 1 or number 2?
I'm going to go with the second pick.
Okay. Well, then I think that's very easy and obvious for me what the number 1 sound is.
Really?
For me.
Okay.
And I'm going with the jaguar.
I mean, that's cool. Jaguar's cool. Do your best. Do your best impression.
I will not. But thank you.
Why not? Are you scared?
Yes.
Aw. You're just scared to get embarrassed. It's okay.
Duck is still on the board if you would like to take duck. You're welcome to that.
Duck for me.
Well, Donald Duck.
Yeah.
I baited you into it.
You're a master at baiting me into it.
I'm maybe not amateur. A master baiter.
Amateur.
I'm an amateur baiter, that's for sure.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jaguar's pretty cool. You know, they've got really...
The Jaguar sound is wicked cool.
I'm going to go with...
I wish I could play it on the pod.
I'm going to go with... I think it's what I think it is. It's the monkey from Planet of the Apes. It's like, it's not an orangutan, but it's like kind of like it's not a full blown like gorilla, like a chimpanzee. The chimpanzee when they go, and they go, and they yell super loud, and they do that like belting thing to like, basically show dominance. That sound is, it's horrifying when you're if you were next to one because you're like, he's gonna kill me right now.
Oh yeah. You know, it was on my list, but not that high.
It's so unique, and it's also, like, it's terrifying in its own way. Like, they would kill you, and they're super strong, thinking of other movies that they're like that. But, you know, also in the movie, in the planet, you know, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, when he does that to Caesar to show dominance, oh, it's so good. So that one's going to be my numero uno. Number two is going to be a grizzly roar.
Nice.
The grizzly roar is.
Grizzly.
Man, what a crazy, crazy.
The grizz. I respect it. Also, just hearing a grizzly, like, not purr, that's not the right word for it, but, breathe.
Yeah.
It's like the sounds that they make. It's actually really cool and kind of scary at the same time.
Like the panting sound.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna pivot to an aquatic animal.
Huh?
And I'm gonna go with whale sounds.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I mean, I speak whale, if you didn't know.
Oh, do you really know? Stop it. The cringe factor just up so hard, but that was actually pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. I learned from Dory. Thank you very much. Whale sounds are cool. It's also for you. Imagine terrifying if you were out in the open ocean and you just were underwater and heard a whale sound and you can't see.
That would freak me the freak out.
You were underwater in the dark blue so you can't see anything, and then you just hear this deep guttural whale sound and you can't see anything. Nightmare fuel.
I would literally my pants so hard.
How much would you have to be paid to be dropped into the ocean by yourself at night with a floating device
to
sink at night in the dark?
How long?
If someone said you could get $1 million, but you have to be out there for an hour by yourself, boat around you.
I'd do it.
In the middle of the ocean, deep blue ocean.
$1 million, yes.
The boat is away from you and you're just floating in the dark expanse of the ocean.
$1 million, yes.
Wow.
$100,000, no.
$100,000, you wouldn't do it?
No, but $1 million, I would.
For 1 hour, $100,000, you wouldn't do it?
No.
I would 10 minutes, because I would just...
10 minutes or $100,000, yeah.
I would close my eyes and just be like, I'm somewhere else. I'm somewhere else.
Nothing's no, around because me. You can't think.
I'm thinking about it, and like, imagine your legs just dangling, and there's nothing, just anything could just go... And just
that's so scary. That's so scary.
It is scary, but like it's $100,000.
Even if it's just a fish, a measly little fish that swims up and just like bumps your leg or like touches your butt.
You would start hyperventilating.
You are freaked out.
You wouldn't be able to focus. You would stop breathing. You'd like swallow water and you would probably drown out there.
Yeah. But
okay. Well, that is.
I wrote it in my will that my daughter's got the $100,000.
Okay. All right, well, that's pretty cool. What was the next one?
So after the whale, I'm going to go with another cool sound from an animal type that we have not drafted yet as well. So I'm diversifying my team here. And I'm going to go with the hawk.
Hawks have the cool sound. Hawk is the sound that people think eagles sound like.
Correct.
But the eagles, hawk is actually what
eagles
that
sound like. Idiots.
Yeah, they have a horrible sound, but people think that like eagles sound like babies. Like it's like that high pitched scream that's like really cool, but they don't actually sound like that.
Exactly.
That's really cool. Hawks are cool and menacing.
And freaking cool. Like, they're just cool animals. So, yeah, I'm a jaguar, whale, and hawk. My team is very diverse.
Well, you went a direction I was planning to go with my next pick, so. But I love this sound because it's really unique. And they're known for the sound. And that's also another bird from the I don't know if it's the Amazon. And that is the kookaburra. Where they do the really guttural. If you listen to the sound of a kookaburra, you will be like, okay, that's the sickest sound in the world.
How do you even spell that?
Okay, here. Are you going to look it up? Because I can... I just want you to hear it once, and you'll be like, oh.
How do you spell kookaburra?
It's a K-O-O-K. Here's a kookaburra.
That is quite literally the sound of artificial jungle noise right there.
I know. When you hear it, that's what you think of as the kookaburra sound. It's super sick. So, yeah, I'm definitely a fan of that. And it's so unique and crazy cool. So, love that.
Okay. No, that's a good... it was not on my list. So, I'm glad to see you diversify your team as well. Proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I went with a few things. But another one that I'd go with is I feel like I have to go with this because it's just, you know, it's in that realm of what you took. And that is the jungle lion. The male
that
lion.
That was going to be my next pick.
The
growl.
It is so powerful. And
also truly, the sound of like our childhood
movies. Yes. Lion King, yes, beautiful.
And then you have Tom and Jerry making that when he replaced the lion in there.
That was really good sound. Yeah, wow. Look at you.
Thank you. Okay, no, the lion was next on my pick on my list, but I already had jaguar, so I didn't want to double down. Not mean.
Sure.
But I did think about it. I am gonna go back to the aquatics.
Whoa. Okay.
And I'm going to go with the dolphin.
Dolphin. I was going to say the bottlenose dolphin.
Yeah, the clicks that they make are so cool. The way that they communicate with each other, I think, is just, like, fascinating, first off. But
they're really intelligent. Really intelligent.
Really intelligent creatures.
They make a clicking sound. We all know what that means.
Sonar.
They're like bats. A cauldron of bats.
A cauldron of dolphins. And then
very cool.
I don't know where I want to go with my last pick. I don't know if I want to go with something cool, something menacing. I mean, we already did talk about bats. Frickin' bats.
Frickin' bats. I love Halloween.
Or do I want to go something that's like uber creepy? Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with the storkbill.
Storkbill? Oh, is that the giant that's the huge bill? The hornbill?
No.
Is that what you meant?
Shoebill.
Shoebill, yeah.
The shoebill,
Those things have scary sounds.
They're so freaking scary.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know what that looks like, please go look it up. But the... They're so creepy because they look like they have human eyes. Oh, sorry about that.
Meet the shoebill. Okay. I'd love to hear.
It kind of just sounds like a freaking like nail gun at times, but just like how menacing they look.
Oh, yeah, and if you heard that in the middle of the night in the forest,
and they're
you'd
also
be terrified.
Huge, and their bills are like.
It's most of their head.
So it's kind of just crazy.
Yeah, that's, no, that's crazy.
Also, they are like master hunters too, so they're kind of just scary in general. But yeah, I decided to change it up. I was going to go something a little bit cuter, but I decided to stick to my again, trying to diversify, be a little interesting with my team.
It is a little interesting. And yes. I'm going to go the same route of a little interesting with an animal that is also pretty cool, and you hear it as like a distress call, but it's so unique to me, and that is the big elk. The elk, like, it's like a bull scream that
yeah.
they do.
Oh, so yeah, all, yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, that also is terrifying if you heard that in the middle of the forest and you heard a bull
scream. I actually
scream
think that's a really
elk.
Cool sound.
But it's so, like, that whistling kind of...
I kind of sound like that. So it's...
when you get hurt? Is that what you bleeped out?
Yeah, when I stub my toe.
Yeah, that sounds more like it. No. Tough, you know. You stub your toe a lot when you're not married?
No.
Aw, rats.
It's been a tough. Minute.
It's been a minute. Man, nothing like it.
Honorable mention on my list was a horse winning. A winning horse.
Do your best to horse whinny.
I can't. And then the last one that I was... can I replace my fifth pick? I decided that one a different
one. Nope.
The elephant.
Honorable mention. Honorable mention elephant. Yeah.
I have a good elephant. You want to hear it?
No,
oh, that was terrible.
It was supposed to make a sound. It was supposed to make a sound. That's really good. And those of you listening, sorry how loud that was, because it was loud for me.
Was it really loud?
It was really loud. Don't. That's really good.
Did I look cute doing it?
Sure.
Or did I look like I was...
It looked like an elephant when you did it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. That's an avocado. Thanks, Andy. Thanks a lot. What a list, though. That was a good one. I haven't thought about that, but
very abstract. I was actually thinking about it because, like, you teach your kid animal sounds, like, when they're little. It's, like, one of the first things that they actually, like, can kind of learn, you know?
Yeah.
You teach them dog and cat and... Why do we teach kids that bunnies go?
Because well, that's what dogs sound like too. When you introduce, put your hand next to them, they go. They do the outward sniff where they sniff a lot. They go.
That was so good. Also, a cat meowing or purring.
Well, when you sing, that's my favorite animal. Like the dead cat, dying cat sound.
Well, the cat's meow.
Well, the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Ooh, nice. also, goat sounds.
I had that as my list as my number two, but I swapped it as the little... Ah!
I do that with the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, that's what
I don't even know what that song is called. I just know it as the goat song. What is that song called?
Trouble. I knew you were trouble when you walked in, and then she goes, that's trouble. Yep. Ah! Yeah. Yeah, that was it. That was really good.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting draft. Let us know your thoughts and whose team you like better. Jeff has the chimpanzee, the grizzly bear, a kookaburra, the lion, and the elk. And then I have the jaguar, the whale, the hawk, the dolphin, and the shoebill.
Very good list, too.
Very interesting team. If we presented our two different lists, actually, we should do this as an exercise. We should present these two lists to your dad and have your dad guess what the draft was.
Okay. I'll need to... you just send me that list, like the both of ours, because I didn't write it down, both of our stuff. And
yeah.
Then,
do that as an exercise. As our closing note of... Share with your grandma. Share this with a friend. Share the two lists of the chimpanzee, grizzly, kookaburra, lion, and elk, as well as the jaguar, whale, hawk, dolphin, and shoebill, and see if your friend can guess what our draft topic was.
Our draft theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
very
interesting.
So, share with your grandma. Share with a friend. Share the list, please. And congratulations once again to Jeff and Emily. We will probably not record next week, as Jeff will be a new papa. Unless
never,
Jeff...
Never know. I will be home for every day.
That's true.
So I should have time one of those nights to record for
with that, Jeff, give us the final word.
Final word tonight. As I transition... As I transition from being a...
You're transitioning? Sorry.
Oh, okay. My final word is going to change now to you. My transition from man to father is...
From boy to man?
Boy to man.
Boys to men. Does, sorry, I'm interrupting your final word.
This is not much of a final word.
No.
I am...
Get there faster.
I am looking around in this room about all the different things, all the baby stuff and the wall of diapers that we have and everything that we've prepped and built and put together. And all I can say is buckle up, future Jeff, because you are in for a bumpy ride. All those fathers who listen to podcasts when they have time, I salute you. I will be joining you. And I wish my future self the best of luck.
Buckle up, buttercup. Lefty's out.